It's time for Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.
But nah, it isn't. It is actually with List MP Clayton Mitchell. He is in the news because the New Zealand First's 25th party AGM took place in Tauranga over the weekend. With it came a proposal on immigration spearheaded by List MP Clayton Mitchell. It's called the Respecting New Zealand Values Bill, the policy which would require new migrants in New Zealand to sign up to and abide by a list of New Zealand values, was passed by delegates over the weekend and will be put forward to Parliament. The legislation certainly has people talking. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern yesterday wrote off any Labour Party support on the Morning Report with Guy and Espiner.
We consider each member's bill case by case. So it's not a government bill. It's not government policy. It's a New Zealand First bill, and it's up to them to pursue it and debate it. It's not something that Labour is likely to support at all.
So you don't support the concept of that bill. Can you be clear on that?
No.
New Zealand First leader Winston Peters is, however, in support of the bill, as Mitchell claims it is all about being intolerant of intolerance and it represents the antithesis of racism. I had a chat with Mitchell earlier this morning to hear his perspective on his bill. To start us off, so New Zealand First did have a big 25th birthday bash on the weekend.
We did.
The party seems to have jumped into a little bit of a culture war. So you suggested to the party a tribunal of court rulings on whether migrants should be sent back to where they came from or not, with new migrants
just to clarify that, it's not whether we send them back to where they've come from or not. That part needs to be confirmed and ratified. What we need to do is make sure that there is some sort of consequence for an action or action taken by bigotry behaviour by these migrants that come in. And we are talking very, very, very small numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay, So basically there's a form of declaration promising to uphold New Zealand values, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, so I think just to start off, what to you are New Zealand values?
Well, treating women equally to men, that's the first value. And I think that's something that we all agree we fought for years and years to fight for that right to give women the right to vote and to treat women and men fairly and equally. So that's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual preferences, and it's stated that all legal sexual preferences must be respected. Same-sex marriages, which includes religious freedoms. It's about all and no religion. All religious views must be respected by those people coming in. So you might have a completely different religious background, but you must accept that we have a lot of different religious groups in New Zealand. That New Zealand law is paramount, that we actually respect New Zealand law, which is part of our law, but we don't do other religious laws or follow any other religious laws. And we have a freedom from violence. Advocating and inciting or committing violence in any form is not permitted. So those are the values that we're talking about.
Okay, so how was it received amongst the party?
Oh, largely very widely supported. There were a few people that spoke in concern to some of it, thinking that one person said that sounds like the start of racism, which I spoke and said, look, this is the sort of word that people use when they want to stop having these sorts of conversations. This is a real problem internationally. It's a problem in New Zealand, but not to the extent that we've seen internationally, and we've got to have these conversations. This is the antithesis of racism. This is protecting our country from those racist bigot views. So this is the opposite of that.
Senior party member Tracy Martin did say that many of the aims of the bill are already covered by existing legislation, for example, hate speech laws. So, I mean, what is there to gain by generalising all migrants under this blanket? It seems like a little bit of under like a blanket of fear and disapproval.
Well, like Peter Dunn, when he was Internal Affairs Minister, had the right to be able to give people the use to use medicinal marijuana if he felt that they needed it. And we all agreed, and the country is certainly coming out in large numbers to say that that's a very slow, antiquated way to actually get help to those people that need it, because it has to run through the ministry. So Tracy Martin's absolutely right that the minister does have that power to remove somebody's visa or put sanctions on them to a degree if they felt that needed to happen. But that's a very slow, antiquated way of doing something. And the workload that goes on, to look at, might be only a half a dozen people a year there's a lot of effort and energy that goes into it. So what we're saying is, let's simplify that. Let's find another solution to that problem.
Okay, so there's a few buzzwords here, like the use of the term nationalistic values.
That's not words that I've used.
People are using these words, trying to take New Zealand values and identify what they are.
I've just told you, I don't think there's a single New Zealander that would argue about those five things that I've just said that aren't core New Zealand values. You know, I mean, let's be honest about this. Let's just stop the political correct mumbo-jumbo and sycophantic, we can't speak about the subject nonsense and get to the core of it. We have a very broad cultural tolerance in this country. We don't mind where people come from, what they do, providing they abide by the law. Things that don't get captured by law, or things that we can't necessarily have an effect on, what we're actually allowing is some of this bigotry behaviour and this gender inequality that has been creeping into our country through some of these migrants and refugees, that we should be saying, hey guys, you've got to sign up to being part of this country. We've got to make sure that when you're here that you treat women exactly the same as men, that these people that have got a different sexuality to you are absolutely acceptable. It's just not acceptable to come here and think that they can force themselves or their views onto others.
Do you not think, though, that that can be perceived as identitarianism for white people? I mean, it is a little bit of a white-centric focus. I mean, what about...
load of nonsense. Come on, there's... Look, the amount of Maori that are speaking up and saying, dead right, this is what we want to see. Don't turn this into an us-and-them conversation. That is absolutely tacky.
I'm just saying that who gets to decide on what these Kiwi values are? Where does that come from?
I've just put down five. Have you got some more that you'd like to add to it? But let's be real about this. There's not a single New Zealander that would stand and say that we're against gender equality, that we're against sexual... acknowledging sexual preferences and differences. I mean, this is just ridiculous to say that we're now trying to make this into a white elite thing. This is just, I'm a little bit dismayed, I guess. And I wonder if you actually believe that, or you are just trying to stir the media up like media do.
I do genuinely believe that. I think that that's problematic. That
what's problematic? You think standing up for women and standing up for people with different sexuality, or standing up for people with different religious views, is problematic?
Not at all. Not at all. I don't think that's problematic. I just think that the way that this bill has been come about is a little bit problematic. It is definitely from a white-centric point of view. There are a lot of people who don't think that all migrants to New Zealand need to be blanketed under this and screened in this way.
And you know what? They won't be, because they don't have those views. So we're talking, let's talk some numbers. Last year, under the National Government, we had 73,000 net migrants come into this country. Now, I can tell you, but I can't tell you, but I can say that I know of a number of people that have come in here that are practicing bigotry behaviour, racist, very, very outright racist views towards other people. They are intolerant of other people's religion. Now, we are only talking one or two people here in this country. And if we can put a bill in that stops those people, this is not anti-migrant, this is pro-migrant. This is ensuring that it doesn't matter where you come from, that you're going to be looked after just the same as all New Zealanders are. I don't see how that's problematic.
It does seem a little bit hypocritical from the party, from New Zealand First, which was a party that were some of the loudest in opposition of, for example, the Homosexual Reform Bill and the Marriage Equality Bill. What do you have to say about that? I mean, there's questions there about New Zealand First and now heralding this.
I can tell you right now that was an individual choice by individual members to do that. I mean, every single person within Parliament made a decision for or against to support that. Now, I'm very pro anybody's decision, same-sex marriages. I've got family members who are in that boat, and I have absolutely no problem with it. So if you want to check my values, by all means, go. I stand by everything that I stand and speak about.
What about your leader, Winston Peters, though? He did vote against those bills.
Well, that was up to him, and at that time and the information that he had, that's his decision. That's not for me to judge his decision. You can make any judge you like. What I'm saying right now is we should be protecting people's rights to be who they want to be, providing what they are doing is not interfering with anybody else's person or property. Let's get on with life. But this is something that we need to look at seriously, internationally. Look at Canada, look at Germany, the UK, Australia, and dare I say it, America also, that are having these sorts of value tests with people when they move into their country to ensure that they can integrate and assimilate, be part of society without their racist, bigoted, targeted intolerance.
All right. There has been a little bit of comment that the policy is a bit of an empty virtual signal seeking to show New Zealand First as a reactionary force in politics to voters. So to maintain an image that that the party is hard on immigration because the government are doing little to stop immigration.
No, no, that's not true. This government is doing a lot to stop. We've already taken the 73,000 net migrants down to 50,000 migrants. That's 20,000 reduction in a year. And we will reduce those numbers. But it's not about...
But what about the economic impact of immigrants to New Zealand? I mean, they are useful to New Zealand.
Look, we're not anti-immigrants or migrants at all. I'm very pro-immigrants and migrants. New Zealand First has a very strong policy. It's about getting the right people into our country that can add value and help grow our economy. I absolutely endorse that. Yes, they are good for our economy, but when we get the numbers that we've been having, it causes the offset is the infrastructure issues that we have, the housing shortages, the congestion on our roads, the schools, the hospitals, the police, everything gets impacted. So you can have increased in immigration numbers, which we've got policy to do, but not hyper-immigration. Hyper-immigration is the antithesis of good immigration policy.
All right, Clayton, thanks very much.
Yeah, good on you, mate. I'd just like to start by saying, you know, we've got to have these sorts of conversations. They're not racist, and people that start saying it, trying to turning it into some white elite crap that just is absolutely off the chain. Now, you know, the vast majority of New Zealanders see the sense in this, and if we actually talked about the bill exactly as the bill is stated, and you know, what we're talking about, those five values, there's not a single New Zealander that this doesn't look after, whether they're a new arrival New Zealander or a New Zealander that's been here for thousands of years through generations.
That was Deputy Leader Fletcher Tabateau from the New Zealand First Party.